This is Fry's English Delight. For the first programme, draw near and give your attendance for the trial of what is allegedly one of the most pernicious and damaging letter sequences ever to shape the English language and the way we use it. Be upstanding, unless you're driving. For Judge Stephen Fry.
You are charged with obstruction and conspiracy. Conspiracy to pervert the course of language and to limit the speed of creativity and language input, endangering billions with repetitive strain injury. QWERTY keyboard, how do you plead? Not gluty? Ah, I see. Very well. A sampling of the depositions spells a very different story.
The pain of the QWERTY keyboard obviously has not been great enough to entice people to try to learn something that would be better.
I don't see it being superseded. It's so deeply embedded in virtually everything that's manufactured.
It is not ergonomic.
Astonishingly, QWERTY takes between 60 and 80 hours to actually get to 60 words per minute, and it actually has an 80% failure rate. Now, a pilot's license only takes about 45 hours to get, and it has an 80% success rate. You know, it's easier to learn to fly a plane than it is to actually use a QWERTY keyboard.
It was born in 1873, and it stayed with us ever since.
If Which, the consumer magazine, were around in 1873, how would we have rated the QWERTY keyboard? Well, at first glance, it seems utter madness, a jumble of letters that follows no convention whatsoever at all.
It is illogical, and to be honest, if I was to reinvent it, there would be slight differences.
There is a theory that QWERTY was actually...